Thanks for joining us here in the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also get us on the smart speakers. Just ask to play WILK News Radio. You got to make sure you punctuate that correctly. Sometimes my smart speakers, both of them, I'm not going to say their names because people get mad at me because I set those off at home when I say it on the radio. But WILK News Radio, and it'll play it right from your A smart speaker and your G smart speaker. 5:10 here, 77 degrees on this beautiful Monday, August 25th, 2025. It's funny because during the news break, you can hear ABC literally falling over themselves, advocating for burning the American flag because of this executive order where Trump has come out and said that he wants people prosecuted for burning the American flag. And he literally has his opponents now and the mainstream media advocating for burning the American. This is protected speech. This has already been decided on. Well, he's going to have another look at it. And the mere fact he's having his opponents advocate for burning the flag and fight for burning the American flag, it's really not a good look. So if anything else, he brought you out again. He's got you defending crime. You know, it's been the safest 2 weeks in D.C.'s history. There's been no murders for 10 days, where they usually have about one a day. I mean, that's 10 lives that were saved, but they're still fighting an overreach of federal assets in Washington, D.C. There shouldn't be National Guard anywhere advocating for violent illegal immigrants and MS-13 gang members. With Abrego Garcia, that was another doozy. Oh, and now he's got you advocating for burning the American flag. So interesting there. Well, during a presentation, in line with that, during a presentation on crime at the DNC summer meeting, a lady from a left-wing think tank, Vera Institute, tells them that migrant crime and carjackings are not a concern of the American people. Listen, this is why the Democrats are literally running into walls with no message, no leader, no platform. Listen to this nonsense.
Issues voters care about. Where does Trump go? Migrant crime, carjackings, the really lurid, awful stuff that is a crazy, crazy visual. Don't take the bait because most Americans are more worried about how are we going to address mental health issues, the visible homelessness that we see on streets, and how do we deal with mental health and other issues that drive the sort of random incidents that scare all of us? That's what you should be talking about. That's where you should be focused. Don't take the bait in talking about migrant crime or carjackings or the things that actually don't matter to that many Americans.
Well, I would imagine if you were a victim of a carjacking, it was really matter to you. If you were a victim of migrant crime, it would really matter to you. Matter of fact, violent crime and illegal immigration was one of the top subjects going into the election and even after the election. But no, you're more worried about homelessness and mental health. That's what every American person is really at the focus of their. You notice they didn't say anything about the economy. They didn't say anything about inflation. They didn't say they have no message. They want you to focus on the things you really care about. The rampant homelessness and mental health. Not migrant crime, not carjackings, not the economy, not inflation, not the nuclear family, nothing. They have no message. So it's funny. Listen, that's the people training the Democrats for the next election, by the way. And you know what's interesting? It's you always hear, not in my backyard. Well, here's another fine Democrat community. Wealthy Connecticut town fights against a project that would build 75 affordable housing units, saying it's an insult to Bethel. Bethel, Connecticut. Oh, little town of Bethel. A wealthy Connecticut suburb is facing down a Manhattan-based real estate development firm that wants to build 75-unit affordable housing projects. Now, I thought about maybe not telling this story on the air here because I could see our little Mayor Paige Cognetti running to this Manhattan-based real estate development says, oh, we would love 75-unit affordable housing project here in Scranton. You build it here. Well, no, they want to build it in Bethel, Connecticut. With well-heeled residents calling it an insult to Bethel's small-town vibes. Do you think that's really what it is? It's an insult to Bethel's small-town vibes, or they just don't want 75 affordable housing units in their little neighborhood, their Democratic stronghold away from everything, where they don't see homelessness, where they don't see poverty, where they don't see illegal immigration, but yet they fight for it time and time again. Nothing more dangerous than a Democratic suburban White House wife. No doubt there. The developer, Manhattan-based Vessel Technologies, is warning officials of the Fairfield County town of Bethel that they face expensive litigation if they reject the company's five-story, 75-unit apartment complex. The stark warning came during a heating planning commission meeting last week where Vessel's attorney delivered a blunt message about the state's 830G law that severely limits town's ability to block affordable housing projects. So the state of Connecticut even has a law that makes it difficult for towns to block such housing projects. And the cost of the litigation is not something to just be disregarded, attorney Jason Klein told commissioners last week, a comment that was perceived by town officials as a threat. Well, I would assume it is. They just said they were going to sue you, bring you into costly litigation, and based on state law, you very well could lose. Vessel wants to construct its signature five-story building on nearly 4.5 acres along Nashville Road, but offered a compromise of just four floors following a heavy neighborhood pushback this summer. Bethel residents objected to the project, blasting its five stories, and then later four stories. So five stories is too much. Four stories, nope, can't have that either. And the 75-unit scale as completely out of step with the town's low-rise single-family character. Many also take issue with the steel and glass design, calling it an insult to Bethel and a disruption of the community's village feel, according to the Greenwich Times. Neighbors also warn of worsening traffic, parking shortage, safety issues, loss of privacy, and environmental impacts of stormwater to wildlife. Bethel in Fairfield County is about 4.1 square miles with a population of 11,582, according to a 2020 census. Despite these complaints, officials admit state laws leave them with little room to reject the project unless they can prove serious health or safety risks. Despite these complaints, officials admit the state law leaves them nowhere to go. Vessel has emerged as perhaps Connecticut's most controversial developer, specializing in stark steel and glass buildings and target wealthy suburbs with projects that trigger the 80-30G statute. So here's a sense where the state of Connecticut says, listen, we are going to make laws that welcome low-income housing to our communities, especially wealthy communities where they can be put and should be put. And then when the laws backfire at them, the communities are like, whoa, wait a minute. And developers, of course, are going to use these laws for their benefit. Say, we're going to put one of these here in your backyard. Connecticut's 80-30 law makes it easier for developers to build affordable housing in towns where less than 10% of homes meet affordability standards by letting projects override many local zoning rules. The latest figures show Bethel's affordable housing stock stands around 5%. As of July, the median home price for Bethel was around $582,000, according to realtor websites. These figures mark a sharp year-over-year increase to the town's housing market. Bethel is home to some of America's wealthiest residents. A median household income in Bethel is about $115,000, well above the national median income of $77,000. Vessel has proven ruthless ruthlessly willing to sue when communities resist winning a court-brokered compromise on Simsbury by pursuing active lawsuits against the town. So here's one of those questions that one of those laws that the state legislature thinks up that thinks, oh, this is going to be great. And then not so much when it's put in the communities that they put them in. So we'll keep an eye on this, too, because it looks like the township's hands are tied here. So we'll check it out. It's coming up on 520 here on WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.